So, you know, to most people from the outside looking in, we're a full-time fire department, but there's still elements of that volunteer staff too. It helps us on major fire responses. Those folks, while they're not as many in number now as they were back when Chief Shelton was first with the department, they still train every Thursday night and respond to calls when they're needed, and really still play an important role in the overall structure of the department. Chief will be remembered for a lot of things, certainly the growth of the department over his tenure, but for me, as somebody that works with him and sees him on a pretty regular basis and has known him over the last 17 of those years, I can attest to Chief's evolution as a leader. I can only imagine what it would have been like to be the first full-time chief and your responsibility as a volunteer, the oversight of a volunteer department. That's a different role. Then as you begin, getting into a new era of equipment and learning how, you know, to spec those things properly, for what your community's needs are in the way of fire protection, those were technical things he had to learn early on. But still, his span of authority, span of control with full-time staff at that point in time is relatively small. It's an entire different leadership set to be over a department of 38 people, with a command staff and folks that work under them. You're really a keeper of the culture at that point in time.